We'll need your microphone on.
Yeah.
Sir, thank you.
Welcome to the April 28th meeting of the Chatham County Board of Zoning Appeals. This is a quasi-judicial proceeding. All those wishing to testify during these proceedings will please sign in. Witnesses will be placed under oath. All proceedings of the Chatham County Board of Zoning Appeals are recorded. Decisions of the Chatham County Zoning Board of Appeals are final. Challenges to the decisions of the Chatham County Zoning Board of Appeals must be filed through the Superior Court of Chatham County. We have a quorum, so would you please stand, face the flag, and join me in the pledge. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you very much. Call the roll. Mr. Vineyard is here. Mr. Drayton?
Here.
Ms. Watkins?
Here.
Ms. Stone? Mr. Pallone?
Here.
We are all here. The minutes of the previous meeting were made available to all the members. Is there a motion to approve those minutes?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Okay. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. They are approved. The next item is old business, which is the continuation of 10 River Watch. Is there anyone? Yes. Staff. No, the staff goes first. Yes.
I think whoever's going to speak on behalf of on this needs to be sworn in after I present, maybe. So this is a request that came to you on March 28th. A variance request to encroach into the 35-foot riparian buffer by 6 feet and 3 inches to construct a single-family dwelling. This is the site plan that we looked at during that meeting. And we also discussed that there are two live oak trees in the front of the on the property, which pushes this particular design to the rear of the property, and that is the reason why the encroachment is happening into the buffer. So this was the previous design, and the board wanted the petitioner to go back and reevaluate the design and reduce the encroachment as much as possible. So by the time of writing this report, we did not receive the updated design, but on Monday we received this concept as the updated design by the petitioner. So this is not included in the staff report, but I am presenting it to the board to consider as an alternative. First, I will go through the variance request and why we are recommending denial as in the last month. So the petitioner is arguing that the hardship for this to request this variance request is the placement of the trees and that hindering the developable area. But staff finds that that is not a hardship, and the design could be the house could be redesigned for a smaller footprint and avoid encroachment into the buffer completely. And the position of the trees, therefore, is not a hardship, as the petitioner is arguing. And the petitioner also highlights the importance of preserving these trees. He has submitted a arborist report and as well as argues that the trees are much more important for the environment close to this wetland. Unfortunately, that is not a sufficient enough argument for to grant the variance. It is more likely to challenge the standard itself of the 35-foot buffer, and that aligns more in the text amendment direction than the variance requirement direction. So the staff position is still that this variance is we're recommending a denial. So in this updated concept, petitioner is proposing to have pillars like this. This is his neighbor, and he's taking an example from his neighbor's property. He's recommending only the pillars to be placed in the wetland buffer and to have the primary bedroom and this porch on the second floor elevated. So the only structure that's going into the buffer will be the pillars. And they would have 16 by 16 square inch area. And for the stairs on the southern part of this diagram, it would have a 8 by 8 inch footing. So that would significantly reduce the area encroaching into the buffer, but the buffer standard is measured by the distance, like not the square footage. So the variance request is still the 6.3 foot encroachment, and we staff recommendation is still upheld. We are still recommending denial, but we do admit that this is a very minimal encroachment into the wetland buffer. So this is the new proposition by the petitioner. And we would also like to add that if the board is willing to go for a grant of this variance, grant the variance for the support pillars, it needs to be conditioned that only the pillars are going to be placed in the wetland buffer and all the BPMs are conducted in a proper way, and all the state require every other permit that is required to encroach into this and need to be upheld. So these are some of the things that you can look into to condition if you are looking at a approval.
Could you bring the proposed, the new proposal picture back up?
Oh, sure.
Okay. Now, I can't tell from this drawing mm-hmm. as to whether or not underneath where the pillars are going to be placed, is that going to be grass or concrete?
Underneath, the petition mentioned that it's going to be grass-like. Only the pillars are there. There's no flooring between them. And I'm not sure whether you can see, but these are brown dots are where the pillars are going to go.
Okay.
Yeah, he's marked it with the arrow.
So is it basically the same footprint, but it's pillars and not...
Not flooring.
Not flooring. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Are there any other questions to the board, the staff? Okay. Hearing none, thank you very much.
I did have one question. When you said that the standard is the distance,
mm-hmm.
is it the distance to livable space or is it the distance to building structure in our ordinance?
It's the distance that they're encroaching from the 35-foot margin inwards. So if you look at this picture, this red line is where we are marking the 35-foot riparian buffer. They're going in a linear direction towards the wetland. That is the distance that we're measuring, and that is the maximum is 6.3 feet. Mm-hmm.
If I may, Eli Zarka, senior planner, the buffer is treated as a vertical plane. So anything that crosses that plane is considered encroaching into the buffer. Whether, again, that's without anything below it or not, it is just the footprint from above crossing the vertical plane, regardless of living space or porch, aside from any of the written and permitted exclusions that may exist.
Thank you.
So,
okay.
Are there any other questions to the board? Okay, hearing none. Is there anyone here to speak for the variance? Yes, sir. You spoke before. Please come up and be sworn. Sir, do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, self and God? Okay. The floor is yours.
All right. My name is Rick Durkee. My wife and I own the lot at 10 River Watch, and our goal was to try and preserve the trees. As I spoke in our last meeting, the neighbors that are developing the empty lots that are beside us have removed all the trees, and that's leaving our lot as the only lot that has any more of the live oak trees remaining. So our efforts are to try and preserve the tree, but we also have to build a home that is marketable at some point, and if we decide to resell. So one, we have to build something that's attractive. Two, we have to build within the Landings Association rules. We have a minimum square footage. We were planning to build a two-story house, so they have a minimum of 2,700 square feet. And then if we are able to preserve the trees, we have the overhead clearance of the tree limbs. So we're limited how high we can go there. So our whole design has been to try and accommodate these trees. Trees represent a large portion of the lot. And if we were to have to take them down, you know, it would affect the neighborhood as far as the appearance. I've spoken to neighbors about whether they felt like the trees were worth preserving as opposed to losing 80 square feet in the marsh buffer. We're talking about 80 square feet out of about 2,200 square feet that represents that 35-foot riparian buffer. So that's only 3.5% of the buffer that we're talking about intruding on with this design. So I understand the rules, and I understand that you don't want to break, you know, make exceptions to them that might set a precedent. But I guess I'm just begging you to see things differently from the standpoint of preserving the environment that's we benefit by keeping the trees.
Okay.
That's it.
Okay, thank you. Are there any questions from the board?
I would also like to add that there are support letters from neighbors from 10 Riverwatch Drive. This is one of the support letters that we've received.
Okay. Is there anyone else to speak for the variance? Is there anyone here to speak against? Hearing none, the evidence is closed. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, does anyone have anything to say? Hearing no discussion, do we have a motion?
Is there still any follow-up assessment from an environmental standpoint from the county that has to happen with this encroachment?
Good morning, Chairman, members of the board. I'm Jefferson Kirkland, Environmental Program Manager for Chatham County. And your question, I made my buffer determination, which is part of the process for a variance request such as this. My determination was that there is a state waters buffer adjacent, or there is state waters adjacent to this property and a required buffer. The proposed plan that we see here stays out of the 25-foot state waters buffer. So the only thing we're looking at is variance into the county riparian buffer. No further variances would be required based on what they're requesting today. Is there a more specific question? Did I answer what you're asking?
I think you've answered it.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Carter. Let me understand. I just have one question, the gentleman. You said that the was a vertical line, right? So if the 35 foot is a vertical line, then whether or not it's a pillar is immaterial. It is, in fact, the building that's, because obviously above the pillar is a building. So is that in, does that encroach the building that the pillar is holding up?
For the purposes of the buffer and the amount of encroachment that's measured, because the buffer is a vertical plane at that point, the 35-foot point, anything crossing that line is considered encroaching. Now, it is up to your discretion to determine whether that is minimal enough or too much, depending on the case, to make a judgment on. So that is something you can take into consideration. But as far as just the question that was posed earlier, the buffer line is a vertical plane at that point, regardless if it was a porch on the 15th floor of a building.
Okay.
It would still be considered encroaching at that
point. Right. That's what I understood you to say. I just wanted to be sure. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is not an easy one, by any means. And I'm utterly familiar with this lot because I live right up the street from it. And so I know everything the gentleman was talking about, because obviously the sake of the trees is very important, but also the preservation of the setback is important. Okay. Do we have a motion?
Mr. Chairman, unfortunately, from where I'm standing, nothing's actually changed regarding our last visit. Staff has made basically the same recommendation. And in that regard, in order to protect the buffer and in order to not set a precedent to actually a stated ordinance, I will have to continue to side with staff and deny.
So is that a motion to deny?
A motion is to deny.
A second.
Okay. Is there a second? Okay. I'm going to call the roll. Mr. Pelote. Ms. Stone.
Nay.
Ms. Watkins.
Aye.
Mr. Drayton.
Aye.
The chairman votes no. However, it's 3-2, and that is a vote. So the variance is denied. Thank you. Okay, moving on. Regular item. 226 Catalina Drive.
Good morning, board members. Again, Eli Zarka, senior planner for the MPC. This is a request again from 226 Catalina Drive for a request to increase the maximum fence height that is permitted in the front and side yard for residential property. I will point out here on the map, this property has been, these two properties have been combined. We do have the recorded plat showing that. Sage has just not yet been updated to reflect that. So these are considered one larger property. This is not two properties as shown here. This is a copy of a permit that was applied for, a fence permit to site this fence, and this is also where this request originated from. They requested an 8-foot fence. Again, by ordinance, they are only permitted 6 feet, and that is why their request is here today. This is also, it is hard to read, but we do have a clean copy. This is also the plat that was done to combine the properties a few years ago. Within residential zoning districts or any district listed in the C or R use table, walls and fences shall not exceed 6 feet in height in front and side yards, nor 8 feet in the height in rear yards. For the purposes of this particular property, anything in the front and side yard is essentially anything between the rearmost portion of the house and the road in front of the house. So anything within that plane. And to show you here, that would essentially be this point onward in this section of the house. So anything roadward of that. The property is 1 acre of upland area. It is a much larger property listed because some of the wetland area behind it is included within the property boundaries. This is a petition, again, from the fences and walls section of the ordinance. The parcel is a result of a combination that was done in 2021, again, as one larger parcel. It is bounded to the rear by wetlands. I should also be clear, in no way shall this variance, if granted, be construed to give permission to locate the fence in a certain way. This is a variance to the height of a fence that has to be site approved separately. So this is not in any way permitted encroachment in the wetlands buffer or anything else of that nature. This is purely for height. The property does not present extraordinary or exceptional conditions based solely on its size, shape, or topography. No application of this chapter to the subject property would create an unnecessary hardship, while the residence's location on the property, again, being situated slightly towards the rear, does create a large portion of the property that is considered their front and side yard. This is not necessarily irregular in this neighborhood's context. This is not a condition that is particular to this piece of property. The fence, while not necessarily keeping with the intent of the ordinance, would seem to be in pattern with much the way the neighborhood's fences have been installed. And again, is a relatively minimal request. Due to this, staff recommends approval of the variance height, variance to increase the height of a fence in the front and side yard from 6 feet to 8 feet.
Okay. Are there any questions?
Yes. So if I understand correctly, 6 feet in the front is permitted, but 8 is not.
Yes.
Is that a subdivision? That's our zoning, not that is subdivision.
That is in the zoning ordinance. Front and side yard, which are again defined separately, but in this particular case is essentially anything forward of that rear part of the house would be 6 feet in height. As soon as you cross that point to the rear, then you could do 8 feet.
Okay. May I ask material?
I do not have that, but the applicant is here. It may be in their application. I do not recall offhand, but the applicant is here, so he may be able to speak to that.
Any other questions? Okay. Thank you, sir. Is there anyone here to speak for the variance? Yes, sir. Sir, if you would raise your right hand. You swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but truth, so help you God.
I do.
Okay, thank you.
This portion of the lot was overgrown, and the reason probably the last few months has been cleared. So when it cleared, when the property got cleared, it opened up the whole.
Pardon?
Can you state your name for us, please?
Don Smith.
Okay.
Don, I'm the property owner.
Okay, thank
my
you.
My home, yeah. So the vacant lot side was overgrown forever, and so we cleared it off, and it just opened up, and then the view of the home next door is a three-story house and has windows on every floor, and so it's elevated up higher on the elevation. So just for privacy. And I've got a picture here that shows the side of the house. If
you would bring that up, please. Yeah.
And from staff, some of these were included in your packet within the applicant's actual application.
We'll just look at this one.
Some of those were also provided there.
Sir, what is the material of the fence?
A wood. We just plan on using wood. Yes, sir.
Stained or painted?
Stained, yes, sir. Probably pressure treated.
Is there anything further, sir?
No, sir.
Okay, thank you. Are there any questions, sir? Are there any questions to the board?
Would this be falling in line with the typical fences in the neighborhood?
Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. On my application, I submitted pictures of additional 8 foot. My next door neighbor has an 8 foot, and the neighbor on the other side have right there within three homes have 8 foot fence.
And is this
so
going
mine would match that
around the front as well?
No, sir. Just on the no, ma'am. Just on the side. Yeah, that was the picture I just showed on. And that's the neighbor's existing 8 foot. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, sir. Now, is there anyone else here to speak for the variance? Okay. Is there anyone here to speak against? Okay, sir, if you'll come up and identify yourself, please, and be sworn. Sir, if you would raise your right hand, do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
I do.
And identify yourself, please.
Trey Thompson, live at 222 Catalina, which is the next door property.
Property to the south of this?
The north, where the fence would be on our property line with Mr. Smith. So we're just opposed to going 8 feet. We think it's excessive, and it would be in parallel to our front yard where there's no fence now.
Sir, you're going to have to speak up.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
Yeah, the fence would be parallel with our front yard and be basically a wall, and I just think 8 foot's excessive.
Okay. Anything else?
No, sir.
Are there any questions from the board?
So if I'm understanding, the green spaces, the two combined lots, the green shadow with the diagonal lines?
That is the subject property. That shading was put there because there's an issue with Sage's not showing the properties as one larger piece as they are existing.
The fence would be on your property line on the north side of this, where that line
sets
up to your
that's
home?
That's correct, yes.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Ma'am, would you like to speak to him? Yes. If you'll raise your right hand, please. Sure. Tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God.
Yes, thank
please
you.
Please identify yourself for the record.
Aaron Thompson, his wife, we're next door. I do have pictures of, we haven't gone through this, they're not printed, but have them on my phone, a video, anything you want to see. But what you might not understand is the way our lot is, it's like a dog leg. And so we have a nice 4 foot black iron fence that goes down, and when you get closer to the water, you know, it turns. So if you see the pictures, if they put it up, it's going to be going all the way down and cut over, and not just that it blocks our view, which it does, but in our neighborhood, he was talking about the one next to him have a fence, kind of like what he's talking about. Well, you don't even see it because it's got the bushes, everything grown up. We're getting near the end of the street. All the way through, you have, if you have a fence or people with pools like us, you have like a black iron, you know, a very nice one. We're not obstructing anybody's view. When you walk down the street, you can see, and like I said, they cleared it. You know, the neighbors across the street have views now, and it makes it beautiful. But our property value is going to drop dramatically when this goes up, because if you want to see my picture, I even have it where it shows the view. And because it dog legs, it actually comes across. And for that to go up and all the way around, I mean, I'm not even happy with 6 feet, but 6 feet, if that's legal, I'm all about that. But to go higher, 8 feet, and it doesn't affect them because it's the lot. Their house is way over, you know, from it. But the value in the neighborhood, our property value is going to go down. And it's an eyesore to me. It's a beautiful neighborhood. And you don't see that kind of fence, a wooden fence. And it's going to be right next to our black iron. You know, you want a fence, use our fence, you know, if you want to add on or however you want to do. But even have a picture and a video, it shows there's already a pole there where they're going to do the fence and to see how big that is. And it's not good for the neighborhood. And I don't want to say don't do this because of our view, but it's horrible for 19 years we've been there. And then suddenly it's going to come up in our lot and go this way. And if you want to see pictures.
I'm not familiar where Catalina Avenue is. Where exactly is our Catalina?
This is Tybee Island, Georgia, right when you come over. And Spanish Hammock is what it is.
Yeah.
A lot of people think of it more of a retirement, you know, community because it's just a beautiful place where a lot of people were retiring stuff.
Okay.
And they've stopped in other neighborhoods when people wanted to put up a fence like that was done further up, had to be taken down, you know, and stuff. And so we just found out about it, but it means a lot. We're out of town on a vacation and drove back this morning for this and are going to go back because it means a lot. And if we had more time, more neighbors would come. We talked to some that were trying to get here this morning, especially the ones across the street because they won't have a view anymore, you know, and so it just,
Well, thank you for coming back, by the way.
Oh,
we appreciate your input. Are there any questions?
And if you want to see the pictures, it shows it so well what I'm saying. If you want to just see one.
I think I understand what you're saying about it coming back and dog earing.
Yeah. It comes down and goes over. So that takes, you know, so much of it and have a fence, you know, when you're looking at the ocean and stuff that you won't see. All right.
Thank you.
Quick point from staff, if I may. This request is the front and side yard. And if I'm understanding the neighbor, I'm sorry, I didn't quite catch her name. That would be the rear part that is already permitted at 8 feet. This request is for the front and side yard that appears to be roughly in front of that dog leg, but I can't say exactly sure. But just to point that out to the board.
Okay. Are there any other questions? Anyone else here to testify for or against? Hearing none, the evidence is closed. Ladies and gentlemen, what is your pleasure?
It seems like the conflict is really in the view shed and not necessarily the height. If it were a screened fence or something that was a slightly less obtrusive material than a wood, I would imagine that could be the best of all worlds, but I can't speak on behalf of the petitioner, but it sounds like by legal right, they have the right to install an 8-foot fence where they're requesting.
No,
they don't.
Only on the rear portion, again, outside of any potential siting locations with wetlands, buffers. So I'm not sure how far to the rear they could go, but that is not the subject of the hearing today.
The subject is the side and the front being requested 8 foot.
Yes, ma'am.
No, it's the evidence is closer.
Oh.
Mr. Chair, he gets the opportunity to rebut.
Pardon?
He needs the opportunity to rebut
public
comments, sir.
I'm corrected.
That's okay.
Okay, sir.
Well, if you look. Yes.
And identify yourself, please.
Don Smith. And it's 8 foot up. And then if you look where the dog leg, where their view is, it drops down to a lesser height. So we're not trying to block anybody's view. The 8 foot portion is just where their house is, the home. And if you look at it, it's 8 foot to a certain portion, and then once it gets past the home, past their swimming pool, where they're in their hot tub, then it drops down to allow their view. So it's not a solid 8 foot all the way. It's just 8 foot up where their air conditioners are and their utility stuff on the side of the house. So it's just where the house is. And then once we get to the back, it does drop down. So it's just a portion that's 8 foot before, you know, it doesn't block the view.
So we don't have any drawings of where specifically where the 8 foot, we'd just be saying yes or no to the side and front altogether.
No, ma'am. On this drawing, it shows it on the, there's 8 foot and then where it bend, you know, right past that bend, then it drops down. If you look on the, where it's got new fence on here, it's got 8 foot and then 4 foot. So it doesn't block their view at all.
This is the fence permit that was submitted to the county that is essentially just waiting to, if the variance is granted, to approve an issue.
So the 8 foot would go past the front of the neighbor's home,
side.
The side, but up past the front face of the neighbor's home.
So the neighbor's, the footprint of their home is not shown on this particular plat, as this was a combination, so they did not need to show the footprint of the neighbor's house. It appears, based on the reference points, that it would roughly pass the front face of the neighbor's structure. But it doesn't, it's not shown going all the way up to the road by any means.
It would go up to their fence. They have a fence right there. It'd be the pretty much same height as their fence on the, they've got bamboo up 20 feet along there where the fence is going up against the bamboo that they planted. So it'll be behind the bamboo that you can't see through anyway.
I feel like there's a little bit of confusion and not as much clarification in the application. I have a dog that can clear 10 feet. And so I totally get it because I'm petitioning for an 8 foot in Thunderbolt right now. So I absolutely understand and I understand privacy 100%. But I also understand, that the neighbors want to retain their property value. And we don't want to impede on going in front of the face of their home either. So I feel like we might need some clarification on exactly where, I feel like I don't exactly understand where the 8 foot stops and how that would affect them completely.
Are there any other comments from the board? I have one, and I'm not being picky here, but it seems to me that one thing that we need to do is be consistent in our rulings. And you remember one other thing we had over in Wilmington Island with a fence. And you remember what happened in that case. Those people built that. I won't use an expletive, with or without us, and ended up having to, I guess, take it down. An 8 foot fence to me just seems extreme. Unless there's some, you know, something over there that you don't want to look at. And my God, it's gorgeous. So I don't know. Anyone else?
This is the front of the lot where these, the wood.
Yes, ma'am. This is from several months ago. So I'm not sure if this is exactly what it.
Yeah.
Comparison to today, but that is the most recent clear image. Aside from the photos that were given as part of the application.
Okay.
Sir, the board is discussing this now.
I'm sorry.
Okay. You've had your chance.
Okay. May I ask, is that post in the picture, that is an 8 foot post or is that a 6 foot post? In this subject photo?
May I ask the applicant to potentially answer that?
I'm sorry, what's the question?
Is this in the photo, is this an 8-foot post or a 6-foot?
The post, we just use as an example, that's an 8-foot post.
Okay, that's what I thought.
So it would just cover up the windows on their first floor, which is their garage. And so their first floor is a garage, and then the second two floors are their living space. And you can see the bamboo, that's there. They have a fence there already. And so you see all the bamboo. Okay.
Huh? Well, if you look at the picture. Yeah.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, have we, do we have a plan here? Do we have a motion? We're ready to decide this, so.
May I ask, is there any hardship if this was not 8 feet? Would there be any hardship or change in property value to the subject property? We know that the neighbors feel there would be property value change for theirs, a drop, but would there be any hardship?
We're not asking you, sir. No. We're asking staff.
The 6 foot would be permitted by right in the front and side yard.
Can I make a motion?
Yes, ma'am.
I move to approve a fence at 6 feet in this proposed area of
the, 6 feet or 8 feet?
Of 6 feet.
So in other words.
So we make a motion to deny.
Deny the variance.
Deny the variance. Well, deny the variance at 8 feet.
Okay. There's a motion made to deny the variance. Is there a second?
I second, and I'll state my reasoning is neighborhood value, especially in the front of the home, and it surpassing the face of the neighbor's property in the front, the road facing portion.
Okay, there's been a motion and a second. Is there any other discussion from the board? Okay, I will call the roll. Mr. Drayden.
Aye.
Ms. Watkins.
Aye.
Ms. Stone.
Aye.
Mr. Pelote.
Aye.
Mr. Vineyard votes aye. The variance is denied. Thank you very much. Is there any other business to come before the board? Hearing none, meeting's adjourned.